Chapter 1. They bashed his face in with a tire iron. Then they slit his throat. Then they collected some of the blood in a bottle, not to drink it, as a trophy kind of thing.
Gruesome, Peter O'Keefe said.
Star athlete, voted by his classmates as most popular and most likely to succeed.
Who killed him?
George Novak lowered the newspaper. Just the opposite. This hotshot wasn't the victim. He was the killer, leader of the pack type guy. But this was a devil's pack, a satanic cult, supposedly. The victim was some poor, unpopular schlub that wanted to be in the group. They lured him to a supposed initiation ceremony. They dubbed him, all right, but with the tire iron.
Where?
Some small town downstate. So much for country values, eh?
So much.
George read from the newspaper. One of the killers, asked to explain why this happened, said, drugs, violent rock music, and Satan worship.
Meth?
Probably. But this devil worship stuff is getting weirder all the time. All over the country. That Richard Ramirez night stalker guy out in Los Angeles that broke into all those houses and killed people, he's supposedly a Satan worshiper. His trial's starting in July. Offers from would-be groupies to join him in everything from menages to marriage are pouring in. Peter O'Keefe took another spoonful of cereal, then bit into a slice of cinnamon raisin toast. They met almost every Monday morning for breakfast at this friendly spot down the street from their office. It was early June, but the broiling heat and suffocating humidity had not yet locked itself in for the summer, and they were still able to sit outside at one of the tables lining the sidewalk. Karma, former police dog, O'Keefe's dog, though O'Keefe insisted the dog was owned in common by everyone in their private investigative agency, lay on the ground between them, head up and observing everything around him, ears occasionally twitching in response to some sound that he'd apparently registered as quiver-worthy, seemingly ready to join the conversation, if invited. Lowering the paper again, George said,
one of the boys who pleaded guilty claims it had nothing to do with devil worship. And get this, for several months now, there's been a task force on satanic and other cult-based or ritual crime. There's a mouthful for you. Organized by one of the local suburban police chiefs. Local law enforcement officers, 50 of them, and a few other professionals, mostly shrinks. Concerns children mainly, and mainly in daycare. Hard to believe. It's 1988, for Christ's sake. You'd think it was 1700 or whatever. When did Salem happen?
O'Keefe finished his coffee. Can't remember, but around 1600-something, I think.
Wonder if it's true, or just crazy talk.
No clue, but I guess where there's smoke, maybe there's some fire. Just because there's no Satan doesn't mean there aren't Satan worshippers.
One of the task force cops says the first local case might be coming soon.
George ruffled his paper, straightening the pages. Kelly went to daycare, didn't she?
Almost from birth. Annie went right back to work.
George raised his eyebrows.
Don't be trying to scare me, O'Keefe said, squirming. If something had happened, we'd know about it. Let's get back to our own business.
George put down the paper. I'm drowning in new deals. Meetings all day today. Everyone wants security. Business people, homeowners. Nobody feels safe anymore. Serial killers popping out of every bush.
Good for us, I guess,
O'Keefe said with a touch of rue.
But it's hard as hell to find good people for the job, even halfway decent people. I mean, a lot of these security guards are armed. You can't give that job to just any bozo that fills out an application.
An embarrassment of riches.
Why do you do that shit to me? George said.
What?
What's that mean?
Something like too much of a good thing.
Spare me the fancy talk, boss. I was a C student.
At best.